Thank you for holding. Is this Zach?
Yes.
Hey, Zach. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
So far so good. It's been busy. It's Friday too, so you can't catch me in a bad mood. I got 2 days to finally rest in front of me.
Yeah, for sure. Where are you at?
We're in Orange County in Southern California. In Newport Beach, to be exact. I don't know if you're familiar with the area.
Oh. Yeah. It says Fountain Valley.
Yeah. We have a Fountain Valley location and Newport Beach location. The Newport Beach one's like, there's also one in Costa Mesa, actually. They're all here in Orange County. That's why I said Orange County instead of just going specifically the city. We're closest to the Google Building 1, which is like borderline Newport, Irvine. It's right across the 405 from us.
Yeah, what's it like working for Google? Like, is it like the movie?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, like the movie, you mean the Owen Wilson one with Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
That's across the street. So my view is an office with a dual monitor computer and a nice view of the city. But we're a partner, so they do let us go over there, though. Like, we can go in there and, you know, we can get free lunch over there, and there's a gym downstairs that I use a lot. So it's kind of nice.
Oh, hell yeah. Free lunch and shit? What?
Yeah. They'll actually do your laundry for you, but I don't ever do that. I don't understand bringing my laundry to work. My wife will do that.
Well, that's for, like, those super hardcore, like, internet gamer nerds that probably have never done their laundry before.
Hey. who would have thought we would grow into this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for lack of better words, you're right. It's pretty amazing. It is. You can schedule a visit at any time, especially if you're like a business owner that's running Google Ads. You'd always say if you're coming into town, you could schedule a visit, and they'll actually walk you around the headquarters. People take advantage of that all the time. It's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, do they give you free shit?
Well, I mean, they walk you around. The cafeteria is always kind of just, you walk in and grab it. So when you schedule a visit, they just kind of let you go in, and then you can grab the food. They're not processing cards or anything down there. They just, you know, they just keep it going. It's kind of like a little buffet.
So what you're saying is that I should, bring a bag.
Get your money's worth in food.
Yeah. Inflation's tough, bro. Inflation's tough.
Oh, you're telling me. California is just ridiculous. At least you don't have to deal with our, like, taxes and everything out there.
Well, at least you don't have to deal with our laws.
Yeah. The laws are pretty crazy here, too. Like, I'm pretty pro-Second Amendment, but that's just, like, I got to jump through so many loops all the time just to keep my stuff, you know? So, yeah. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line mainly to go over pricing, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works or how we can help you?
No, I mean, I'm pretty familiar. I use Google every day, at least 15 times.
Me too.
It's funny because Google's 25th birthday was what, like 6 days ago or something?
Yeah, it was 3 days ago.
3 days ago.
September 26th.
Yeah.
Yep, in 1998. Yeah. Well, they actually were founded in 96. They'll tell you that at the Google headquarters, but they didn't actually go public until 98. So that's why they call it the birthday. But really, they were established 2 years prior to that.
Oh, so they were established in 96?
Yeah. Yeah, they were actually created in 1996, and then they went public in 98, about 2 years after that. And it's crazy because in 2001, Yahoo could have bought Google from Google for, it's all over their billboards, like when you walk in there. It was like $2.3 million. Like, it was super cheap. And Yahoo passed on it, and now Yahoo is basically non-existent. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then Google bought YouTube. They own YouTube now and Android. Yeah, a big mistake.
I think he shot himself in the face.
I mean, it's probably not, though, because I don't think it would have turned into what it is today, too, though, if he had bought it. So I think it was.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it probably would have diminished, and then they would have had Yahoo as, like, the primary, and Yahoo kind of stinks. They don't really put as much as
Have you ever seen, you seen Hot Tub Time Machine 2?
I haven't, no. I've seen the first one, but funny. I don't recall a lot of that movie.
Yeah, it's funny, because the dude goes back in time just by himself, and he's like, the servant walks in, and he's like, "Here, I took time to check Google Maps and sent you out a..." And he's like, "Don't you mean Google?" And he's like, "No, Lugal," because the dude's name was Lou, and he went back in time and changed it. Anyways, it's funny, but yeah, that's the main point.
Yeah, yeah. So the major benefit to you in this conversation is just that we even have a listing available for a Google Place displacement in the Scottsdale area. You'll notice if you type in anything relevant to restoration, there's only going to be three guys that show on page one, and we just have that one spot open. So you're on the qualified candidates list for this. We're actually going down the list now. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill it, we're closing it out. We can't work with anybody else that does the same thing.
Okay, hold on. Scottsdale Restoration. Yeah, there's three. Sunshine. Where's that at? Water down service provider. Google guaranteed. How do you get Google guaranteed?
It's a $250 application fee. You have to go through about a 2 to 3 week background screening where it'll be Google and a third party, and they'll vet you. And then once you pass the background screening, they throw you up there, and then it's a pay-per-lead basis for each lead. But it's a lot better than, like, the leads you'd get from your home advisor by Angie, because we call you with the customer live on the line, and we hand it off. And then you don't get charged for the lead unless you agree to go out and actually meet with them. So we pre-screen them, then we call you with them on the line and try to get you to set an appointment. If you guys don't set an appointment, then we'll obviously help them with a different contractor that's Google guaranteed, but you don't get charged for it. You only get charged for the ones you accept.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually designed in preparation for Home Advisor by Angie's to get shut down. They were shut down once in 2012. They were called Service Magic back in the day. That was, like, just before I started working here, and they got shut down, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor, and then in 2017 they bought Angie's List because Angie's List was going under, and then now it's called Home Advisor by Angie. And so they've been kind of caught, though, selling the same leads that they get from Google. Like, they do this, and then they get the lead, and they sell the lead to, like, three people on Home Advisor, but also, like, three people who are using Angie's List in the same area. So they'll sell the same lead, like, 5-6 times over. Obviously, only one of those six people is going to get the lead. So the other five are, and that's kind of why they're on the brink of extinction, because, you know, five out of six people are just paying a lead fee and not actually getting work.
You said Angie's List?
It's Home Advisor by Angie's List, yeah. They're owned by the same company.
I'm in there.
Oh, shoot. How long you been doing that?
No, I haven't actually done a job yet.
Oh, okay.
It's really fucking confusing, and, like, there are times where you can't even log into the app. Like, right now, I'm trying to log in, and it says, "Something went wrong. We are unable to process your request. Please try again shortly." So, I mean, like, I can't even log in, so it's pretty fucking stupid. But, I mean,
are they still sending you leads?
Yeah, but they send leads, and then you gotta, like, click on the lead, and then the lead has to like you, and then you get a way to contact them, and then you try and contact them, and they don't answer. And then you have to continue and continue trying, and then once they answer, then you gotta go and evaluate the job, and most of them don't want to start on the job right then. They want you to come back at another time, and it's like, I drove all the way here.
Well, that's the problem, too, is they'll sell the lead to, like, four or five people. So the homeowner's like, okay, thanks for your quote. And then they're like, I'm going to listen to the other four guys and see which one of you is the cheapest. And that's usually who they go with.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This.
So, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. If we do this, Zach, it's not a problem. You can cancel that. I'm telling you, you won't lose any sleep over it. Like, we'll put you in position to have people call you directly without you having to pay the lead fee or deal with the leads going to three or four other people.
Yeah. All right.
I've worked with a lot of guys who have used that service in the past, and usually once they have people calling them directly, they don't go back to paying per lead.
Yeah, fuck no.
Yeah.
But, the shitty part is I can't even sign in.
Well, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have to sign in, though. You should be getting live calls. Like, we do have a tracking system, too, and, like, you can go in there, and it comes in the form of a downloadable app. You can go in there and, like, request reviews from your clients or, like, recover calls that maybe that you had missed in real time and call them back. You know what I mean? It kind of saves, like, a pipeline of leads there for you if you're too busy to answer the phone or don't have somebody answering the phone. But it's not one of those things where it's dependent on you getting jobs.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So are you, like, super happy when you get a phone call like me versus, like, some old man who's, like, no, I'm not interested.
I have to be a little more like more of an educator to the older crowd.
Yeah, I get. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just try to make analogies though. Like, hey, you remember the Yellow Pages?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, our kids will never even know what that shit was. I remember looking up people's fucking phone numbers on there and shit.
Right.
Oh, my God. That,
I'm only 30, so I mean, I still was kind of like the pagers. I don't think I ever really – I might have used the Yellow Pages like once or twice in my lifetime even. So,
Yeah, I'm 34, so I'm right there.
Yeah, I remember I thought like a pager was like the coolest, most advanced thing, like when I was in like middle school and my parents gave me one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would go off in class. Right. Okay, I think my parents want me to call them. Yeah. But yeah, I have to be a bit more patient. It's a lot easier to explain to somebody who uses Google regularly because then they understand the value of it, you know? Like you were saying, like, hey, I use Google like 15 times a day. So, you know, I don't have to get you to be like, oh, would you believe that this many customers actually search on this? You know what I mean? You're like, you know how it is. So it's different.
Yeah,
different conversation for sure. I think it's a lot easier to deal with somebody that understands it. And we always say our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know, you know, the value of what they're paying for.
Mm-hmm. So that number you text me on, is that a number you get text back?
Yeah, that's our customer service line, but it because I texted you from my station, it'll actually come directly to me through your profile.
Okay,
and then,
well, I just sent you a picture.
Oh, okay. Almost went Paul Walker.
Yeah, I was sitting in the middle of the street, bro. I was like, oh shit, like we could really do something right now and become internet famous, but it would cost me about 30 grand.
Oh man.
And that's just my truck, not including what I would do to the other truck. So, but yeah, I mean, seriously, if you had someone videotaping that would be internet famous.
That's gone in 60 seconds. Not even Paul Walker. That's Nicolas Cage.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Remember
true.
That?
I do. With Eleanor.
GT? Yeah, the GT500. Yeah. That's definitely Nicolas Cage right there. Paul Walker did do the dirt, though, I think, and did the boat, right, in the second one?
Yeah.
He hit that dirt jump onto the boat. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
Yeah, I always take I have two baby boys. I've taken them already twice to Universal Studios, and they have all those Fast and the Furious cars on the back lot. So it's, like, super nostalgic.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Yeah, I just started getting them all into it. It's, like, starting all over from scratch. Like, my oldest is 5 and the youngest is 2.5, so they're just like, they just stare at the TV like they're stuck.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's good times right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of street racers in Phoenix and Scottsdale.
Yeah.
And you don't see them that often. Like, I don't know, they lay really low key, but you hear about idiots that don't really know how to drive that bought a new car, like a Camaro or something, and they think they're hot shit, and then they wreck into a brick wall going 90 and kill like 3 people.
I've been seeing so many car accidents lately.
Yeah.
And I worry about that actually with my boys. That's like one of my peers. People are like, oh, aren't you glad? Like all my buddies from college and stuff. Aren't you glad you have boys? And I'm like, I don't know actually, you know? Like, we'll see.
Yeah,
these but guys are crazy. They want to drive and stuff. Like,
they're
already nuts.
I shit you not. I got in a car accident when I was 16, driving my mom's rental car. I went off a cliff and got left out there for 18 hours before somebody found me. And I've between surgeries and insurance co-pays and blah, 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 I've cost my mom and court fines because I've gotten in a lot of court legal trouble. Not like breaking and entering or anything. I had a drug problem. And so I got caught with drugs, and then I started selling drugs, and then I went, like, and I got caught selling drugs. Anyways, long story short, I didn't know.
Sound like my brother.
Yeah. So
every family's got one.
A little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I hear you.
Yeah, my mom's like, look up my mom on Google. I want to, since I'm talking to someone who works with Google, I'm curious to, can you look up Kristen Cole?
From Scottsdale?
Yep. Well, yeah, Scottsdale and Wasilla.
And you said it's Kristen? Like, is it,
Yeah.
Okay. K-R-I-S-T-E-N?
A-N.
A-N. Kristen. Kristen Cole.
C-O-L-E. Or the Kristen Cole Network.
Most of it comes from, like, Keller Williams real estate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all just real estate stuff that pops up mostly. I don't see anything bad. Commercial real estate. Local real estate. Intraland. Yeah, it's all just Keller Williams profiles. Whatever there was on here, it looks like Keller Williams tried to, like, really bury it with real estate profiles. So everything that comes up is pretty much just real estate stuff under that name.
What about in Wasilla, Alaska?
In Alaska?
Yeah, Wasilla, Alaska. Kristen Cole.
This is also coming up, Kristen Cole team. It's like a real estate team in Alaska.
Yeah.
With Keller Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything that has to do with this name just looks like it's been, like, buried with Keller Williams stuff. Like, they basically, there's nothing really personal you can find for this name. It's all just, like, a business accounts.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if there was anything bad on there, since I had you on the phone, you could, like, delete or something.
Well, I mean, to expunge something like that, I mean, it would have to be, like, that would have to go through the actual courthouse that documented it.
Yeah, if you, like,
there was, like,
something topless,
investigated
you found
rumors.
Topless picture. Oh. All right, sorry, go ahead.
2008. Super old.
If you found, like, a picture of your penis or your titties on the internet, how would you go about getting that off?
Oh, man. That's, you know, you got to get a lawyer. It depends on who posted it, you know what I mean, and where, what platform it was posted. And, you know, nowadays people do that on a regular basis, and, you know, it's part of OnlyFans, you know, but.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
actually, while I'm on the phone with you, I can't sign in to two of my Google accounts because,
they're suspended.
My cell phone number changed and I can't get the confirmation code.
Oh, your Google PIN verification
letter? Yeah.
Yeah, it says that your PIN was requested but never received and completed. So that's like the first thing we do on every new profile. We send out your Google PIN.
Yeah.
And then we do a phone verification as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying I have like four different Google accounts. And so I don't think I'm talking about this one.
Oh.
I'm talking about a different one, wondering if you can help me.
Oh. Well, usually we don't get access to Google business profiles unless it's like one of our clients.
It's not a business profile. It's just an email.
Oh, an email address?
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely can't get into your email. You could recover it though. Like if you plug in like email address and you forget the password, usually there's a way to recover it through either your phone number or a different method. They do have a customer service line that you could call Google directly too.
Okay, yeah, because the phone number that sends the PIN, I got a new phone number, so that's the problem.
I see what you're saying.
That's not your department, so.
Yeah, it's usually a phone number or a recovery email, and then if not, you could always call Google directly. There's a Google account number or account help number. Let me see.
So do I add your contact info in case I need something?
Well, yeah, if you're going to move forward, I'll be your account lead, but there's going to be an account management team that will help me with the fulfillment of your account. So we'll have like one graphic designer working on your website, another person maintaining the Google business profile, another person doing your Bing business profile. So there's going to be a team of us that are going to be working together in order to have fulfillment for Alaska Restoration.
How much does that cost, out of curiosity?
So I sent you the pricing page. Normally for the platinum package, which is what Tara requested for you, it's usually $599. But because of the new in business credit,
a month?
That's the normal pricing structure. Without any discounts.
Like $5.99?
No. $599.
God damn, bro.
Yeah.
What if nobody calls you?
Well, I mean, so Mission Restoration and Sunshine Restoration have pretty much been getting calls every day for the past few years. So it would be an anomaly, unless you're not answering your phone. But what I was going to say is we had a new in business credit that Tara had approved or requested for you and I approved. So if you come on board with us today, it's not going to be $5.99 for that package. It'd be $2.99. So it'd be about half that rate. Or about $10 a day. A website alone is going to usually cost you more than that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you break it down, I don't know what you're spending on Home Advisor each month, but once we replace the Home Advisor output from, a lead generation standpoint, you can kind of kick that to the curb, and then, you know, I'm sure you'd probably be saving money at that point.
So, it would be $2.99 a month for me.
Mm-hmm. And it's month to month, so you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. We want you coming back voluntarily, which I'm sure you will. Usually if you spend a dollar, you make $10 back, you don't have a problem spending that dollar again. The kind of work that you do, you know, a 10-to-1 return on investment is easy to show at $299. That's like a $3,000 job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So was that like one or two conversions? I mean, I don't think you're really going out to tiny restorations.
No. I mean, I do. With Airbnb, I do. I go put up ring cameras and fucking
little things
angle
here and there.
Stops. Yeah,
I mean, we'd be aiming to kind of land you actual projects rather than little jobs like that. So there's 15 different keywords we could list you for, and they have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see what's being searched the most in your area. So, you know, obviously you have final say on everything you're listed for, but we don't have to play the guessing game on, you know, we'll have recommendations for you on what's going to get your phone ringing. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, the only way we get paid is if you get paid. So we're in there with you, trying to make sure we're listening to you for, you know, what's going to get you the most opportunity and return on investment from using our services.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I am interested, and I am willing to pay.
Yeah. You'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, Zach, like, I already know you'll do great with this. Those leads are so saturated. I can't imagine the look on your face when somebody calls you directly. Hey, what? Oh.
when will I be able to, like, look on Google and find myself?
So the PIN verification letter usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive. There's no way around that. We have to do that because it hasn't been completed yet for Alaska Restoration. So they send that to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you. We can't post you until that's completed. So between now and then, we'll do a client interview. We'll obviously send out the PIN verification letter today. And then there's a form that you have to fill out. It's called a Google Advanced Verification Form, where they'll have you send in, like, photos of like, license, insurance, whatever is required by the state of Arizona. So they'll have a...
Yeah.
They'll ask you for, like, photos of the workplace, an invoice, the work vehicle. You can cover your license plate number, but they ask for work vehicle with license plate. So you send that in, too. Once we have all that, then you can go live with it. So it's, I mean, from our end, if everything's coming through, like, as fast as possible from you, it would take probably 7 to 10 days. But, you know, sometimes guys put things on the back burner, and I've had ones where it takes, like, 2 to 3 weeks, you know, so... Month two is where you're going to see the best return on investment, because once you go through the setup process, you don't have to do that again every month. It's only the first month.
Yeah,
so month two is where you're really going to see things pop, because you'll have that full 30 days of consistently being up there.
Yeah, but I'll make my $300 back.
Easily.
Within those 30 days.
Yeah, easily. Yeah. And that's our goal. That's the only way we're going to retain you, is if we land you something pretty quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. Well, so what do you need, a credit card number?
Well, before I do that, let me create your profile, Zach. So is Zach short for Zachary?
Zachariah.
Zachariah. Okay. Like the Bible?
Z-A... No, yes, like the Bible, but not spelled the same. Z-A-C-H-A-R-I-A-H.
Oh, that's what I had. It's not spelled like that in the Bible?
No, it's spelled it's V-E-K, I think. V-E-K-A-R-I-A-H.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Yeah, no, I had it as what you have is Z-A-C-H-A-R-I-A-H. All right. And then what's your last name?
Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R.
You got some family out here in Southern California? I know some Tanners. Oh.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, I know this guy, Jeff Tanner. He's a contractor out here, and he's got, like, four daughters, and they're all the Tanners. We call them the Tanners.
Oh, yeah? How old are they? And then if I got married, I wouldn't have to change shit.
Well, one of them's actually married to my best friend. the second one, and then the youngest just had a baby, and the oldest one's got like 3 babies, and I think she's pregnant again right now, so he's about to be grandpa. But I feel for this guy all the time. I'm like, anytime you want to go have a beer, he's the father-in-law to my best friend, so I'm like, man, 4 daughters. You know what I mean? And it's like, there's no such thing as retirement for this guy. Like, it sucks. He's got grandbabies and 4 baby girls tugging on him, and they got kids. We keep them busy.
That's wild.
Yeah, same thing. My buddy, they started a cabinet company, so they do custom cabinetry, and it's called Mr. Cabinet's Cabinet Care. It's out here in Orange County. And they do really well. I mean, we keep them super consistent. I see these guys all the time. And it took me a while to kind of sign them up. But it was like a casual thing. Like, I never like brought it up to them. I was just kind of like, hey, this is what I do. They always ask me what I do, you know, We'd be on vacation together, and he'd be like, what do you do anyway? I know you do the Google stuff, but what exactly do you do? I'm like, well, I help business owners get business. And then they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so anyway, what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing because of those discounts that I applied? I want to document it, and then I'm also going to send you an invoice receipt that you'll be able to use as a write-off at the end of the year. That way you get it back that way, too.
Okay.
Okay. What's the email I can send it all to?
TANNERAK3@gmail.com.
So are you, like, from Alaska, or you lived out there for a while, or... I mean, you had me looking up.
I grew up there. I lived there for 23 years.
Dang.
Grew up, born and raised, and then I moved to Scottsdale, Arizona when I was 23, and that's where I've been since.
That's like, I freaking hate the cold, and I'm tired of the cold, and I never...
Yeah.
I'm going to Arizona.
Yeah.
The complete opposite.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that was probably... pretty bad sunburn that first summer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I mean, I still get sunburn at the beginning of the year, but
yeah,
when I started this job,
pretty bad.
You know, when I got this job, whew, like I've been in some fucking heat.
Yeah, it gets pretty bad out there. I was I went to Las Vegas actually at the beginning of August. And it was like 107, 108, and I was out there with my boys and my lady. Yeah, it was horrible. We basically just went inside the hotel, like we stayed at the Venetian, and we just went in there and stayed in there the whole time. We didn't leave. It was horrible. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You get out into the desert like that, it's too much. All right, and then the PIN verification letter, they said they sent it to 38175. North Boulder View Drive, never received or never fully verified. Is that the right address?
Yeah, that's the right address. When did they send it?
August 2nd?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It's like a month and a half ago? A month and 22 days ago? No?
No.
You think maybe you mistake it for junk mail? I mean, it's like a little postcard. It says Google on it.
Yeah, it could have been mistaken.
But this one doesn't say. This is just for registered to that address. Were you always under Alaska restoration in the past, like, month and a half?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
I mean, is there something under handyman?
Mm-hmm. It just doesn't have the name. It was saying also like you were in the automotive category too. So it didn't even have you just in restorations. It had you in like car restorations. That's not right. Let me update this. Don't worry, we'll fix it. Verify. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed online?
I mean, you can put 24 hours on there, but I may not answer. Put like 8 to 7.
8 to 7. Okay. I could put like 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, and then like Saturday, Sunday by appointment only.
Yeah. All right.
That way they could still call you, but it's up to you to kind of schedule it out. Appointment only, and then you could accept cash, check, and card.
Yeah.
All right. Submit. Update. All right. And then we're going to build you this .com. Do you have a logo for the business yet?
No.
Okay. Let me see if I can get a graphic designers.
Isn't that your department, though?
Yeah, we have graphic designers that could develop a logo for you, and they can make sure that it's like... abiding by copyright laws. So we'll send you some examples. I have Steve send some over. And then you can kind of pick from which one you like, and then color scheme. We'll get the logo finalized for you.
What? You're trying to... you're trying to just feed me regular templates, like you're not going to make some custom shiznit?
Well, the graphic designer, I mean, they have, like, these logos that, like, fit within what you do. You know what I mean? So they have general schemes.
Yeah.
But the problem is, like, we draw something up and it comes too close to something that somebody else has, even if it's not in the state of Arizona, you run into copyright laws and, like, branding laws. So it's like, we don't want to get you in any kind of legal trouble either. So Google actually has ones that are like, if you were going to go build your website or if you did like a logo builder, there's a site for that. You know, they have ones mm-hmm. that they know are not going to hit any kind of copyright infringement. You know what I mean? Like if you're like, oh, I want to have like water, fire, land, and some air on there and have it be like restorations, and then you run it through the computer and there's like 20 companies that might have something similar to that, and then you just kind of run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they'll send you a couple. And then obviously, like I said, if you want to change it or if you have something you want to send in, like if you end up drawing something up yourself and then you want to send it in or you have somebody draw something up, you could always send it in and we'll brand that logo too. You know, that's not a problem. I'll send you over the email address and then any photos of restorations that you've done in the past too, like before and after pictures, send that in. You know, we're going to have a portfolio on your website, also on your Google business profile, the Facebook business page. You know, those will all get updated regularly with photos and any information that you send over from jobs.
And I don't have to be licensed, right?
In the state of Arizona, I believe you do. Let me double check.
Because my understanding is that without a license, you can do up to a job of $5,000 without a license.
Some of them are like that, and then we just have to target smaller jobs, but I'm checking right now. Do you intend to get a license at some point?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just saying the only issues you could run into would be electrical work, really.
Yeah.
Because electricians are supposed to be licensed in Arizona. But I do see the threshold. It's actually, well, it's saying $2,500 or less. It's not required for registration. Registration companies. Okay. Let me do it this way. How much work can you do without a contractor license in Arizona? Must all contractors be licensed? Generally, if labor and materials exceed $2,500 or a permit is required, regardless of the price or labor and materials, then a license is required. So it's $2,500 or less.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we need to land you like two jobs around that cost in order to get a 10-to-1 ROI. But it doesn't say that I can't post you. So I can post you. And then if you have the intent to get the license, that's not a problem either. If you're saying, hey, at some point I plan on getting it, maybe you're just waiting for a couple jobs to pull through so that way you can go pick it up. Then that's also a different ballgame. But what they'll do is they'll verify you, they'll post you, you'll have the listing, but they're going to want to post you for smaller jobs, and then we can't do like the advanced verification. Because they're going to want license and insurance for the advanced verification. So that's fine. You'll just be up there without the little badge and check mark that says that you're Google Advanced Verified, that tells them that you're basically licensed and insured. So you won't have that. So they're probably going to have an idea that you don't have license and insurance before they call you.
Gotcha.
Okay. Is that still okay with you? You want to still move forward with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me approve. I'm going to send over this form, too, so that way you have it. I'm going to push this through right now. Pictures needed for Google verification. Send this over, fill this out over the weekend, and then send in, like, as much of it as you can.
Okay.
Obviously, I know the license insurance isn't there, but anything else that you can send in, send in. I want to see if I can get you verified without it. Sometimes I could just get on a three-way call with them and then call you and verify.
What do you mean? What kind of materials would I have to send you for you to try to do that?
Yeah, I'm sending you the link actually right now. So that's why you could actually see the legit like form that you fill out. Give me 1 second. I'm still laughing at this. Almost went Paul Walker. Man, I always thought about that. That's why I can't have cars anymore. I had a 5.0 Mustang. It was a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Before I just got off of Mustang and Chevy. Now I just drive Toyota. But I had this in my early 20s, and I used to get a lot of tickets, man. I stacked up so many tickets.
You and me both.
Yeah, I had my license suspended for a year.
The same thing. Same thing. Okay,
I had a beg for
it. Number, company name.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I went down to the judge and basically begged for it back because, like, my lady had gotten pregnant and I still had, like, a couple months, like, two more months of it being suspended while I found out she was pregnant. So I just went in there and I was like, look, man, I got take her to doctor's appointments, all kinds of other stuff. Like, I could drive. I got an SUV now.
Yeah.
No, you get it. I paid it all off. Like, and he was like, all right. But, yeah, so this is the full form. Obviously, fill out as much as you can. Like, you'll see it says, like, vehicle license plate. A lot of my guys are always like, I don't want to send my license plate over to Google, you know what I mean, with my car. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You could cover the numbers, you know what I mean? So as long as it says Arizona, they could see, like, the general idea of what the car is, that's fine. Workplace could just be like...
Yeah, I'll just cover, like, two numbers or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then workplace could be, like, any job that you're currently on, or if you, like, have tools in the garage, you know, it says, like, tools and equipment, like... It doesn't have to be super specific. The fact that you're just trying and you're submitting the photos, they're like, okay, you know, somebody's not going to fill out this form and send it to us if it's not actually him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they verify it. And at the bottom, it lets you know, too, like, if there's a problem with any of it, we just hop on a three-way call with them and verify it that way.
Gotcha.
All right. So I got your business profile all set up. There's a client interview that we're going to do. The client interview is just to customize the campaign. So we'll go over all your keywords and services that you're going to be found for, the service area that you cover, get the logo going, get your general idea on how you want the website to look, start working on that. So the conversation is set questions. We've been in business for over 20 years, so they have a good idea on the questions to ask in order to get the account up and running quickly. But what's a good time for you? You know, they ask for like an hour window to complete it, even though it only takes like 30, 40 minutes.
On what day?
I mean, if you wanted to do it today, I could have somebody circle back with you in like 45 minutes to an hour. Like I could basically schedule it between 2 and 3 Pacific Standard.
Can you do it in the evening?
That's the latest that I got for today. There's 3 and 4 slots, but they're all booked up.
No, not today.
Oh, you want to go for Monday?
Yeah.
We're on Pacific Standard Time, too, Zach. And so we go 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. So I can go as early as 7 a.m., and then the latest would be like 3 and 4.
Okay.
It's not really that much in the afternoon, you know?
Yeah. 4 works for me.
4? 3 to 4 on Monday?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I like to spend my afternoons with my two little humans climbing on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They usually don't throw
my wife. I don't have kids, but yeah, I can't wait to.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, I was one of those guys, I said I'd never have them, you know? Like, I was cool with being a cool uncle. Yeah, I just enjoyed, like, you know, go check it. It's Orange County, you know, so I go by the beach and drink and see pretty girls. And I was like, yeah, I'm never getting married. I'm never having kids. You know, I just wanted to live the bachelor life, but, one too many drinks one night and, and she's like, look, this thing's positive. Yeah. And I didn't believe her.
I can't imagine your face.
Yeah. I didn't believe her. So I went to the CVS and I bought like 6 different strips. I had her pee in a cup and I stuffed them all into the cup and they all came back positive.
You were like, fuck!
Yeah. Well, there's no faking that.
And then I was,
yeah. And then I was like, well, what are you going to do? And she's like, well, I'm keeping it. And I'm like, well, crap, I'm a dad. I'm stuck. All right. But no, I'd been dating her already for a year. We had just kind of been arguing at the time, so I didn't think it was real, you know. I had put her on ice for a couple days, and then all of a sudden she showed up at the house. So I was like, what?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't imagine that. Plus, you're in the middle of an argument, and then she's like, I'm pregnant. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, the disbelief. Yeah, the disbelief. I was like, no way. Like, we're borderline about to break up, and then all of a sudden you're on my door, you know, banging on the door, talking about you're pregnant. And like, I was like, oh, yeah, right. I was like, get in the car. Let's go to CVS.
Yeah.
But it's weird because I knew she had been really sick like the couple of days before. Like we already weren't talking, but then she was like, I knew she was going through it and like telling me she was sick, but I was just kind of being a jerk, ignoring it. Like whatever, she's trying to get sympathy. And then, so she was actually like really sick and it was because she was pregnant. And then he's like already almost her size. She's like 5'1". He's 5 years old. He's like 4'1".
Yeah,
so it's kind of crazy, but it is what it is. Now we have another one. He's got his little brother. It's cool, man. Honestly, I'm like Superman. It gives me a lot more purpose, and I stopped doing a lot of dumb stuff that I used to do with my buddies. Like, I still see him, but I just I don't take as many risks and do this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of miss it, but it's good. I don't wake up like, where's all my money? And bad hangover.
I'm 34, so I'm like, I went to prison for 4 years for selling drugs.
Yeah.
And, like, I passed Angie's List background because nothing's violent, nothing's theft related, nothing's breaking and entering, anything like that.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff they overlook, too. Like, Google, even for the Google Guarantee Programs Act, they overlook a lot of that stuff as long as it's not, like, pertaining to actual stuff that happened under your business name, Alaska Restorations. You know, I mean, they also do look for violent crime. Like, obviously, if you're like a freaking serial killer that got released or broke out of jail, you know what I mean? But I've never had somebody not pass their background screening, and I've heard guys doing some pretty crazy stuff, you know? I think that's just kind of our nature.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you just got to do what you got to do sometimes, you know?
Damn, your job... It's pretty sick.
It's cool.
I imagine you're just chilling in the office, looking out the window, sunny day.
Yeah. It wasn't always like that, though. Yeah, like I said, you know, my mom passed in 2010, and I was still, like, finishing up high school. And so, like, the stuff that you're talking about, I mean, we're on a recorded line, so I don't like giving out a lot of that, but I've been through it, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I grew up in Huntington Beach. It's, like, Surf City. But if you look up, like, they call it the Slater Slums of Huntington Beach. It's, like, like surfer white dudes, like, smoking, selling everything. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah.
I grew up, like, right in the middle of all that. So I've seen it. You know what I mean? It's just, I also got kind of motivated to, like, get out of it. Especially my dad did 7 years, like not long after my mom passed away. So basically I went through finishing high school and college just with no parents.
Alone.
Yeah.
Alone.
And he was in like Wasco in California. He did like prison time
yeah.
for hit and run. Guy broke his neck and then he's paralyzed from the neck down. My dad took off. He was drinking and stuff. It was 2 months after his wife died. Him and my mom were together for 18, 19 years. And then she died from cancer. And so now he's sitting here with four kids. You know what I mean? So he was selling everything, drinking everything, you know. Found this glass bubble one time, broke that. And then he ended up getting locked up, you know. So that was a big motivator for me to kind of just get away from all that. But yeah, for Monday I got you locked in between 3 and 4. Sorry. Just getting to know you, man. So as far as like the campaign, I got everything squared away. Client interview. They sent you a calendar invitation for 3 to 4. I'll text you like 1 hour before, just to give you a heads up. Make sure, you know, you're not forgetting anything. If that's still a good time for you, you know, then we'll just do it at that time. If anything changes throughout the day, my direct number's in your text messages, you can save that and just give me a call. I could always swap it out or adjust the time for you.
Where are you at right now in Google? Where's the Google store at? Like the
Google building one, it's Newport Beach, but it's like right next to Irvine also. So it's like right on the line. Yeah. Right on the city line.
I think I'm gonna ask my mom, like, hey mom, you wanna go check Google out?
it's worth seeing, but I'll be honest, there's a lot better things to see out in Orange County if you're gonna come out here.
I need a personal, like, if I come there, can I be like, hey, can I see your mind's put my name or your name.
Oh, Jonathan. Yeah. I'm at the Google we're a Google partner, Zach. So we're across the street. We're not actually at the Google headquarters. This isn't like Google directly. Like, we have Google certification, but we're not Google.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Google partners handle the ads. At the Google headquarters, all they do is like the graphic design, like not graphic design, but product design, product development. Google owns like YouTube. They own Android phones. They own Google Pixel phones. So they're just designing like the next thing in there, you know, and then they have like a lot of guys that like oversee certain business profiles for very large accounts, because like Google has these ads for like even Walmart and like Target locations like across the United States. Walmart pays Google to have like just so people can get turn by turn directions and find them on Google Maps, you know what I mean, just to know that location exists. So they have like large commercial accounts that they work in there. But for the small to medium sized businesses, the Google partners like us maintain it. That way you get a more personalized approach. If you're just calling Google directly, it's like, I mean, I don't know if you ever tried it, but it's a headache. Like, they're not really going to pay too much attention to you. Yeah. They'll just tell you to find a Google partner that'll help you.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is where all their money comes from, so it is messed up in that regard, because like 85-90% of Google's income comes from businesses that run ads and do the advertisements on the search engine. But, you know, at the same time, like YouTube just rolled out YouTube TV, and that's going to like intertwine YouTube and your cable provider into like one bill instead of having like, you know, and no more commercials. And that's pretty cool. Helps me with my kids. My 2 year old. Yeah, if you get YouTube TV, you have no commercials. You can get movies there, and it hooks up to like the cable, so you can see like the regular stuff on TV while you're on YouTube too. And then you want to switch it, so it's like, that saves me a lot.
Videos and shit.
Yeah, like my 2 year old used to come up to me every like 5 seconds and like tapping me to skip the videos on YouTube. Right. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "Ad, like, Dad, you know." I'm like, "No," and now he's just chilling. It's like I got a babysitter in there, and then I can control what kind of like pop-ups he sees, so that way they don't have like that homo stuff popping up.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you have no idea. I went to prison during the whole LGBTQ movement.
No,
so people in prison, like, you have to remember, like, you think prison, you think, like, male masculinity, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you got dudes in there all of a sudden that
all for
that
it.
Were,
coming
yeah,
out.
And, yeah, getting, they get extra food, extra showers, extra clothes. So it's, like, almost worth being like, yeah, I'm gay, or yeah, I'm trans, or whatever. Because you get treated way better, and you get out of way more shit. Like, I saw some shit.
They just, like, put them in PC? or, like, a
the
form of it?
The cop just looked the other way. They didn't even do shit. And then once they did do shit, like, I mean, yeah, he was on camera, but it was in the cell, so it wasn't really on camera. And so it's just, at that point, it's officer judgment of who came out of the cell and all that shit. But anyways, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was crazy. Like, you just like, okay, the best example I have is this guy that was an ER surgeon, made bank, blah, 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 and, yeah.
ER surgeons make a lot of money. He was in prison, though?
He murdered his, like, I guess, he told me the whole story. It's kind of bone-chilling. But his wife, he came home from work. He had worked, like, 48 hours straight. Was so tired and shit. And his wife was not stop nagging about the kids, like, he was so bad or whatever. And he's like, just give me like 10 minutes to just unwind, please. And she just kept nagging. And I think he said he was cutting up a frozen pizza that he had taken out of the oven. And his wife was right in front of him, just like, oh, you blah, 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 you blah, 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 this and that, and he stabbed her 17 times.
God.
You know,
lost it?
Just, yeah. Have you seen that movie I saw it on Amazon TV. It's called Unhinged with Russell Crowe.
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, I need you to take out a sticky note or your notes.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it, man. I'm one of those dudes that I'm gonna watch Disney with my kids when I get home. I don't want to see that.
You don't.
I want to chill. I don't like that stuff. My wife likes that stuff. She likes watching all the murder documentaries. She's like a little 5'1" Latina. She wants to watch serial killer stuff. I don't watch that.
Hold on a sec. My AirPod died. Hold on. I can't hear you yet. What the hell?
Oh, no worries. I can hear you.
Hold on. I can't even click on the telephone thing that come up so I can switch the speaker. Hold on a second so I can switch my AirPod.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still with you.
No. Oh, shit, you're still here?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
I thought when I switched AirPods, you closed out. I was trying to... Oh, shit. Yeah. All right.
I've been hearing it the whole time. I was hearing you tell me to hold on and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was saying, I don't want to watch Unhinged. I found it, though. I looked it up right now. If I just type it.